Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
32 degrees.
Hey, YMU mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
35 degrees.
Lily, KPP.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 50 degrees.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Testing.
AFAS testing, 1, 2, 3.
AFAS testing. Sean, I'm hearing myself on ham VoIP or hams over ID.
Yeah, I see ya.
I'd say it's working. I don't know why the UK guy can't get in.
Yeah, like I sent in the chat, he had the break for dinner. I've got the CLI up, command line interface, so when he tries again, maybe I can see what's going on.
An APRS packet.
He said he couldn't connect to 070 either. I didn't hear. He said here he's passing the authentication because he gets the hello connected, and then it disconnects. So he's getting through, and the script's allowing him. For some reason, he's getting disconnected. And then he never answered if that's the same thing he's getting over on 070. Or he just said he couldn't connect there, oddly enough, he goes, you know, so I don't know if that meant he couldn't connect at all, or he couldn't connect, or the same thing, that he could connect, get the okay, and then it gets dropped. So I'm waiting for him to get back from whatever he's doing and take a look in command line interface when he tries.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, everything looks good. So, I guess we'll find out more when he gets back, like he said. So, I think we don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that Allman 3. I've wanted to get in there and try to come up with my own fix and submit it upstream, but I never got, it's like you, you know, you got to get motivated to want to do it. I mean, I could go back to Allman 2. Everything I'm doing here with Allman 3, I can do with Allman 2, but, yeah, I got to set it all up. It's like, oh, man. And there are some things about Allman 3 I like, you know, I like better. You know, so I'd like to try to fix this. That would be the goal. I'm going to try that 3 thing. I just got to figure out a way to add that 3 without breaking my challenge and accept the NI script. Yeah, I mean, you can install them side by side. I use Supermon, so there was some instructions on how to install Supermon on ASL 3. And you just have it in a different, you know, root or whatever. And you can even just use that for yourself or whatever. But yeah, I know what you're saying. You want it to just work in Allman 3, so you just have one thing and keep it simple and all that stuff. I just don't know what there's some kind of filter going on in their web thing that is like saying, oh, what's this ham, these IPs don't match, these caller IDs don't match something in the database, so we're going to ignore them. So it's like, I'm not sure. It's probably a simple fix. I just don't know their code well enough. You know, it's one of those things where you've got to become web developer all of a sudden. So somebody more savvy than me can probably go in there and like fix it in like 10 seconds.
Roger. Okay, well, I'll do a little poking and inquiring. But it's working. I just think it'd be nice to know, you know, who's connected. Because, like, you and I are both connected there right now, yet there's no indication of it at all. So, anywho, I'll take the rest of this offline. W8FU.
KFADA.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 54 degrees.
Testing, one testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Hotel Lima. Monitoring. Hey, where are we? Hey, we're thankful that you brought that back. That's awesome. I'm glad that you were able to use it. We are off and headed over to see my 88-year-old friend. The part that I ordered yesterday was supposed to be delivered today, but we'll see.
Appreciate you for that pruner. That's going to save me some money. Not having to buy an antenna when I'm ripped it out of the car.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad that helped you out.
Yeah, I need to buy another one, but... You know, back then when I had those, I was going through them, I was running a tree removal business.
Yeah.
Small jobs, you can't replace them, you know? I mean, you don't even have to fire up a chainsaw. You can ruin most everything, and then occasionally you get the bigger one, and you flip around and use the saw. It only takes a couple hits, and it does.
the hand spa on that would screw them that quick.
Right.
These suits in this laser got pressure sensors in them. My battery charger just tripped the pressure sensor. It notices that the seatbelt's not clicked.
I don't even know how I lost that bolt and wing nut, but I was thinking that I probably should buy me a one of those locking nuts that I could go ahead and bolt just on the end of that bolt. So if it loosened up, you ain't going to lose it because it can't get past that the nut on the end.
That's if you can find the wing nut with the Nylar on the end of it. But, you know, like I said, every one of them I bought, they all from China because when you replace them with SAE, they don't fit through the blade.
I can't believe that, dude. You were right. I can't believe it, though.
Every single one of them, every one of them does that. I had to do all of them, and, you know, every time I just done it when I bought them, had got it ready for when I lost it, had a couple of them sitting in the underneath the dash. They had like a tray on the truck I had, and I'd just keep a couple of them in there because you lose them constantly. I could never find the little Nylar lock nuts. What I did start doing, though, is taking a flat chisel, setting the wing nut down, and flat chiseling the top of them in, like, crisscross it, and making my own lock nut. I had to do it probably, I don't know, once or twice a season, and then they would lock down that way, just flatten the top out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about getting one of them. Just a nut, not a wing nut, just a nut with a nylon in it and just spread it on so that nylon catches. And then it can't, even if it loosened up, you're not going to lose the stuff.
You could probably do that carriage bolt just a little bit longer and put one of those, you wouldn't because the ears on the wing nut wouldn't twist fast enough. If you had that beyond the wing nut, then it would never come loose. And it shouldn't get in the way because they don't. I mean, that's on the back side anyway. Is that pin is what really controls it.
Yeah, I like the option of being able to take it off, though, you know. That way if it fell in your garage, it ain't going to hit somebody or whatever. I don't know.
I think it'll bite you.
KEHZHL.
I believe how fast it's getting green. It must not be over 55 degrees out yet. I don't know. I don't have anything in this truck that tells. But it has to be out above about 55 where they really start hitting the flowers good. KEHZHL.
It's 6.
I got 56 degrees in my truck right now.
Double, go ahead, double.
60 out, according to my two gauges here, NAGYU.
Don't really start flying until about 55, so they'll be out soon enough. All these dandelions up, them bees will be going nuts. They've been hauling pollen for quite a while on the warm days. They'll pick it up out of the pine first, and then the maples, you know, get that sap out of the maples, too, whatever they can scrounge up.
You're braver than me, Mike, I'll tell you right now. I'm staying away from them bees. I see a bee, I'm going the other way.
Good.
That was the honeybee you seen at my house the other day?
Yeah, I gotta get my traps out and around wherever I can find a spot. There's definitely honeybees in the area, so The splits will be coming on soon. I'm going to advertise for retrieving splits.
Cool, man. That's awesome.
Swarms. I'm sorry. Once they split, they swarm. Stop there. That voice sounds familiar. We run the mall, Gary.
I don't know what happened, but yeah, I just caught the tail end of it.
German cemetery sure is filling up fast.
Yeah, I still got 56 degrees outside.
Yeah, they'll be out. It's supposed to get up 65 today. They'll be out here. When it's doing that kind of temperature in the nighttime is when the swarms start happening. They'll fill whatever they're working in. They'll start producing drones. Then the swarm, and then the old colony, the ones that stay behind, they produce a queen, and it takes 16 days for the queen to hatch, and then about 3 or 4 days for the wings to harden up. So about 20 days, about almost 3 weeks to get a queen out and flying. They make about 8, 9, maybe a dozen of them. And then fight to the death when they emerge.
Wow. All right, well, hey, buddy, we're going to get off here. We're at our destination, KVH-VHL, 73, clear.
73, I'll leave the radio on. I'm going to be outside of the vehicle working on stuff and getting the trailer loaded up with B-boxes.
KD8BDK from W8FU. It's a party. KF8S, W8EAP.
Are you over here, Eric? Heard my name, or my call sign, KF8S.
Yes. Just trying
good afternoon.
It out.
1200 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees.
Yep, working good. I got my phone connected to it temporarily too, just to see how it's working. Obviously, the dashboard says unavailable. Probably saw some of the chatter and trying to figure out if there's a way to make that show up better, but there's a bug in Allman 3, or a feature, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that. I'm just looking at the MI2. Just shows the different repeaters. So that's working.
Yeah, are there any repeaters near you that you can get into? I'm just curious if you're able to from where you're at, or is it too far east?
Looks like Saginaw is the closest, but I don't know about Guilford. I'm not sure where Guilford is, but all the other ones are farther. So, as of right now, it's Saginaw, but I see the Lapeer on there, and I think Lapeer might be linked to the one up here in Mayo. I'm not sure. I got to check that out.
Very good. Well, you sound your audio sounds good and all that fun stuff. I'm over on RF right now using my antenna up on the roof and sounding good. Supposedly we're going to get up to 65 down here. I don't know what it's going to be up by you, but it's going to be a nice sunny day out. Good day to yard work, ride your bike, all that fun stuff. And the HF bands seem to be open. I heard some guys calling for stations in Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and do some little bit of yard work here, get the bicycles down up north here, maybe go for a bicycle ride. And got a lot of spring type stuff to do, so all right, sounds good. You sound good, so I will catch you later. WEAP.
All right, good luck, have fun. Ooh, hear myself and stay safe. KFA Pat.
NAKPP. NAKPP. Just seeing if it works on GroundWire, and it does.
Oh, yeah. Checked it all out. Only bugaboo left on the WAIP side is the extension versus call sign. So, but I'm working on some other stuff right now.
NAKPP. Did I lose you?
No, I'm just really buried in command line code, trying to get some other stuff working.
Okay, good luck with it. And I'll just listen. We got to run to the big box store and get some lease bags. So I'll just leave it here. Talk later. NAKPP.
All righty. Yeah, I'll be listening. But like I said, I'm just trying to keep my train of thought here. So threading a needle sometimes, trying to get all these little bugaboos working.
W8FU. Test 1.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees.
Testing 1, 2.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
Network. And in fact, some of you already checked in on it. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will we receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. So this is KAJBD. My name is Jim, and I am in position of ETRO, Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. I have N8OBU, KEADON, KB8AY, WHCOT, WD8AXB, KW5AS, WD9ESW, KB8SWR, and WA4MLD. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call them out.
Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima.
Okay,
this is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot Ron from Saginaw County.
Sorry, Ron stomped on you there. I got Yankee Victor Foxtrot. What's your prefix on your call, sir?
KC8, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, ECRO for Saginaw County.
Okay, KC8 YBF, any other stations to check in with me?
Please call now.
November 9, Oscar Victor Juliet.
Okay, I have N9OVJ. Any other stations, please call now.
GYU.
Okay, we had a double there. I got a November 8. Could the November 8 come with your call sign, please?
NC8, Golf Yankee Uniform. Just mark me as quick time.
Okay, November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform, short time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, any other stations we can check in with the Canary PSC net? Please call now. It's KJBD net control. Okay, I have N8NOR, other stations, it's KAJBD, net control.
Hello, Charlie 8, Delta, Foxtrot, Lima.
Okay, I have a Kilo Charlie 8, Delta, Foxtrot, Lima, next station, please. Nothing heard. Any other stations before we start with the general roundtable? Please call now. Okay, we will go ahead and start with the general roundtable here. Max is not going to be able to actually join us, but he did send me some information he wanted me to pass along. So he wanted me to say that in less than a week, we're less than a week away from the spring exercise. The final reporting questions and spring key went out Friday night. Looking forward to making contact next week. Be sure to look at the ICS 205 for the SEOC and MITIMS, MySIMS, for any updates. If there are any questions, please direct them to KEADON at ARRLNet 73 and stay safe and healthy. So, if anybody has any questions, pass those on to KEAGON at the RRL net. Any clarifications I might be able to give on that? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to our two short time stations. Whiskey Delta 9, CSW, your comments for the net, sir. Okay, nothing heard. Moving on to the next short timer. N8EYU, your comments, sir.
I'd like to compliment you and thank you for being there. Everybody appreciates it, I'm sure, including myself. You guys are doing a bang-up net. My name is Rick, Romeo India Charlie Kilo. I'm in Emily City, Michigan. And with the increases in where you're sending your signal and the connections to all the other relay stations is unbelievable. I keyed this thing up, I don't know, a day or so ago, and I ended up somewhere in the upper peninsula. I still ain't figured that one out. I thought I made a mistake until I really listened. You're coming a long ways in a short time, which is nice. About the only person I use on here is for Vicky. She's my radio comm pal, sent me a letter. She's a real nice lady. You guys give her respect she deserves. She is good. And the temperature here in Emily is 67 degrees. And we got a humidity of 36%, I guess, at the moment. So I'm liking that. Anyway, have a nice day, and I'll get out of here and be on my way, and you guys enjoy. I'll hear it, but I'll hear it from a distance. Thank you very much. This is NHGYU. Bye-bye, 7-3s.
Hi, NHGYU. Rick, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that. Let's see. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments for the net, sir. Control, your comments, sir.
Alright, you ain't got nothing. I'm sorry the boss was talking to you, and unfortunately she takes precedence over the radio. So I turned my selective hearing only to her. Nothing new here, enjoying working outside, getting ready to do a bunch of painting. I'll ride around for the rest of the net with you guys. Thank you again for being net control. You guys handle the parts that I can't handle. I just do the simple linking here. So take care, and thank you for being here. NAWU.
Hi, NAWU. Yeah, well, let's get back to the really important life-saving work, i.e. your life. We'll let you go, but thanks for hooking up the link today. Appreciate that. Let's move next to KB8AY. Your comments, sir.
AEC in Washington County. Just checking in, put up a new antenna, or actually relocated my antenna higher. So any buzzing you hear in the background is my antenna tuner trying to figure it out. Any thoughts and signal reports would be appreciated. This is KB8AY.
100%.
Signal for KBAY before I move on.
He's 5x9 in Detroit from WA4MOD.
Okay, well, thanks very much. We will move on from there. Thanks for your comments, Pete. And actually, you're coming in really good here, but then you're not that far away from me. Let's move next to WHCOP. Your comments, sir.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good afternoon to the group. This is Chris, WHCOP, ECRO for Ogama County. Jim, I put out at least probably 6 or 8 calls on 3932 and heard absolutely nothing. Having said that, I had a F8 noise level here, so it could have been somebody down in the dirt, and I didn't hear him, but I gave ample notice that we moved up here to 7234. Unfortunately, we won't be able to play in the exercise next week. Too many conflicting other activities. Most of you know next week is the Cadillac swap, and so we have a number of our people that are going to be going up that way, and nobody's going to be around to play, so that's our excuse here. But similar exercises and drills here locally, so we're moving right along with that type of training. Other than that, beautiful day up here in northern Michigan, 72 degrees, the sun is shining, and getting a little dry. We're right in the middle of the player season here, so we're praying for some rain that will make it that we're not a tinderbox that we tend to be this time of year. So with that, Jim, that's about all I got. So KJBD to take it from WACOP 73.
WACOP, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for going up there and putting those out. We absolutely positively appreciate the effort of popping up there and doing that. 60 meters was really rough on the FEMA Region 5 net today, and so we just started out right up here on the bat. Again, thanks very much for popping up there and doing that. I certainly appreciate that. And, yeah, there's just all, there's not enough time in the day to get everything done. So anyway, thanks very much for checking in. Appreciate that. And again, thanks for the calls 180. So let's move up to Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Your comments for that, sir.
Hi, Jim, and thanks for running the net tonight. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. I heard NANOR check in, so there's a second person from Kalamazoo County. And also, you copied November 9, Oscar Victor Juliet. He's from Branch County, so that's good. We got another District 5 station in here tonight. I sent some text messages off to a bunch of people as quick as I could to let them know about the frequency change for tonight, and I think the decision for 40 meters was correct. It just sounded like 75 meters was very absorptive. So I've had a weak voice the last few days. So my voice has been weak and crackling everywhere I tried to speak, and being on the radio is the same. So I'm going to save what's left of it. Kalamazoo County and St. Joseph County will be participating in the simulated emergency test next Saturday. We'll have something going. We'll have something going, and we'll claim some points. So I know that the Cadillac Swap Fest is going to happen, and I know there's some people from down this part of the state that are going to be traveling up Swap Fest. So maybe some year I'll make it, because it sounds like it's a good time had by all, worthy of the travel up north. So back to net control. Again, thanks for running the net from WD8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo.
WD8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo, this is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for checking in there. Yeah, we're going to play too, but in the SET, but it's going to be limited because we also have to run a siren control net. And so we got to get them all done there. So things are going to be a little short and sweet to, in regards to the net, but we'll do something. Points aren't my important thing. It's just getting out, making sure we do what we can to keep the practice going. Anyway, glad to hear you guys are going to make it do something in the SET there.
So with that, let's move to KW5AS, your comment for the net, sir.
This is KW5AS. My name is Skip. I am located in Menominee County, Michigan. That is about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yes, I plan on going to the Cadillac swap. It's always interesting when I put that into my GPS in the truck, because it says Cadillac, 100 miles, 120 miles, ETA, 6 hours. I am in about the latitude of Gaylord, except I'm on the other side of the lake. So I need to go up. I need to go up to the bridge, then down to Cadillac to get to Cadillac. But I try to make Cadillac because it's the group of people who I remember for years and years. You know, been a ham 45 years. So in that time, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of them are from downstate and still go to that swap. So again, that's where I will be next weekend. Other than that, there's not much to report as far as Aries races going in this area. But then again, it's very, very rural. So there's not a whole lot of anything going up here. Everybody's got a great signal. So I'm glad you brought it down here. Made perfect sense. Great signals on everybody. So thank you very much for taking the net. KW5AS.
Thanks so much for checking in, but you're booming it down here real, real nice. Loud and clear, armchair copy. And, yeah, those lakes are east and west, so understand that. Geography gets in the way sometimes. Anyway, thanks for checking in to that. Appreciate that. And we'll catch you next week. With that, let's move to KD8FWR. Your comments for the net, sir.
Everybody on the net don't have a whole lot. There's always something going on, but currently outside trimming trees and cutting trees down, so that's what's on my agenda. Back to that. Keep it a story.
Okay, thanks for checking in, and thanks for what you guys do in terms of repeaters, link stuff, and the emergency communications in general. With that, this is KJBB Net Control. Let's take a quick break here and see if there's anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET. If so, please call now.
November X-ray 0 Hotel.
NX08, you're in. Next station, please.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, I have KE4ZYQ. Next station, please.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, November.
Okay, I thought I heard a Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, November. Is that correct?
QSL, QSEN, Jackson, over.
Okay, you're making it in, but just barely. Thanks for checking in. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move now to WA4MLD. Your comments for that, sir.
Okay, JBD in the group, WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Name is Ray, R-A-Y. I'm located in Macomb County, there down in the very bottom southwest corner. KB8AY wanted the signal report. He's 5x9 down here in the bottom of Macomb County. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here, and we'll be in the exercise this coming Saturday, so who knows. WA4MLD.
Okay, thanks, Ray, and thanks for the signal report. I know Steve appreciates those. So with that, let's move to WB8TKL. Your comments for the net, sir.
Okay, JBD in the Michigan ARPS. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 to Tango, Kilo Lima. Well, I sat in on the Zoom session with the Wayne County ARPC. They were going through what the scoring was, what they were going to need, where they were going to need it, and who was going to provide. So a lot of planning was going on. We received my assignment as where I would act as a liaison and also for NTS traffic handling. So got my marching orders, and they're not going to take me far, but there is still the possibility I might end up getting dispatched into the field if others are unable to go portable. So good to know, got the plans lined up. The last couple of weeks we've been working on the camper, doubling up on propane, doubling up on battery and charging systems, converting it to lithium iron phosphate, and we are now going to take off to Sterling State Park for the next 3 days and sort of do the trial run with the new tow vehicle and new equipment. So looking forward to that, and we'll be doing some 40-meter work with the RV radio network, checking in with them 8 p.m. every night. Looking forward to that trip. Was off to an estate sale the other day and found a case for holding all of your CDs. And turns out it had 4 compartments, and I looked at it and I said, you know, that's about right for putting the Bird wattmeter in one compartment, the Nano VNA in another, the MFJ antenna analyzer in a third, and then the fourth one can be for the various coax jumpers, tweenies, dummy loads, that sort of thing. So it was only $4, picked it up, brought it home, put all those items in it, and I now have all of my antenna tuning and measurement equipment in one nice, easy carrying case, and just made life a whole lot easier. We had a nice long chat with our DEC for District 2, who checked into the net here this evening. Nice long chat with John regarding all sorts of topics, but I think we see eye to eye on the duties of ECs and the duties of DECs and how they one supports the other and vice versa. That was held at one of our Aero Radio Club AMP team outings, Aero Mobile Portable Team. This time we went out to a rather rustic park. It had one picnic gazebo and a little bit of parking in the middle of the woods, and looking up at the Channel 31 broadcast tower north of Chelsea. So we were quite a ways out in the boonies. Most times we're in parks that are much, much nearer to Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. Everyone had a good time. I think we had 4 or 5 HF stations on the air, a number of VHF stations. But sadly, from that location, from lower antennas, getting back to the 9-6 repeater was quite iffy. So most of us did better on the return drive back home before the net ended. With that, WB8TKL, back to net.
WB8TKL, yes, it's always nice to have new toys, even if one of them has been repurposed. Always good to have those. Anyway, glad to see things are coming along nicely, and with your trailer, etc., that's always good. So, with that, let's move to KC8YVF. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to participate in the Saturday exercise as well. Our radio club has 3 tables scheduled for up at Cadillac. I am coordinating the sale of several estate sales that we've accumulated over the last year and a half or so. So we're going to try and get rid of some of that equipment. And for us, actually, the following Wednesday is the Saginaw County MBS Airport full-scale exercise. So we will be doing an exercise for the Aries Axcom group. It'll just be on Wednesday of that week. And so we have our hands full with that. I'm with me coordinating that effort as well. We'll be having Midland County, Bay County, and Saginaw County all participating in that exercise. And then the following weekend, 3 days later, we have the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. This is our largest public service event for us in Saginaw County. It's typically typically track somewhere between 1,000 to 1,500 participants in this through the streets of Frankenmuth. So it's a well-attended event, but there is also a few challenges with that, being the tourist town that it is. It has a lot of traffic, and with that many walkers crossing streets and that through the downtown area, it poses some issues. So we're still looking for participants for that. I need at least 20 operators to cover the course in that, and right now I'm only at about half that. So I'm short-staffed for that event. I'll be attending the Midland Club meeting coming up. Also, Saginaw Club meeting will be coming up to try and drum up some additional support for that. I know I have a few out of county. Kevin from Lapeer County volunteered to help. I have several from Midland already, a few from Bay County, but still trying to get enough people to staff that course for the MS walk. So lots of things that I'm coordinating in a very short period of time. So within two, basically a week here, I've got three different events. So fortunately, we're not going to make the exercise. Also, I've been working on our county communications trailer to get that ready for the exercises and the MS walk, our 911 system. We upgraded all the computers in both of those facilities, so we're still working on that. I have still some cable issues with the TNCs down at 911. I've got to try some different cables for those devices that I have there. So that's what I've got going for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF. Back to that.
Hi, KC8YVF, this is KAJVD in that control. Yeah, you guys really are busy up there. That is quite the to-do list there. It sounds like you guys are getting it done. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N9OVJ. N9, Oscar Victor Juliet, your comments, sir. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move next to N8, N-O-R, your comments, sir.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. The only thing after reporting a report last week, I successfully passed my extra class exam, and I checked the FCC, and it's official now, so I finally hit the top tier after all these years. So, hand it back to you. This is N8OR.
Hi, N8OR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Let's move next to KC8. KC8BFL, your comments for the net, sir. KJVD, net control.
Thanks for letting me into the net. Appreciate it. Just got the antenna up a couple of days ago. Seemed like a perfect time to test the equipment since I haven't had a chance. And a good chance to learn something as well. My name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. I'm located in southwest Saginaw County, right around the corner from Marion Springs. So I'm not in a bad area. Hoping to get my Skywarn train out of the way so I can start getting back into the Aries activations. But that's going to be a future event for now. Nothing else from me. Thank you for letting me in the net. Appreciate you having it. I just happened to hear it. Back from net control from KC8DFL.
KC8DFL, KJVD net control. Sorry, I didn't hear you quite fast enough and I chomped all over you. It takes me a little while to get used to the fact that this link just doesn't quite come up as fast as I would expect it. On HF, I'm used to much more immediate results. Anyway, hey, apologize for stopping on the first part of your transmission there, and certainly appreciate you checking in. We're here every Sunday at 5, so check in again. This is KAJVD. Let's move now to NX08. John, your comments for that, sir.
This is November X-Ray 0 Hotel, John, EC for District 2. I have no traffic this evening. Thanks, Jim. Okay, next 0H.
Okay, NX 0H, KJBD, thanks for stopping by. Let's move now to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec. Your comments for the net, sir.
Yeah, net control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec. Net control, Jim, thanks for taking the net. And we're here in Clinton Township, Michigan, in the Macomb County area. And this weekend, I hope, if I can participate, but I'll have to do a simulated deployment as opposed to an actual deployment. But willing to use the home QTH as part of the simulated scenario. And thanks to all who participate and make all this possible. And back to you, Jim, Annette, from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec.
Stopping by, and yes, I can tell you from an ETH point of view, we appreciate the virtual deployments as much as we appreciate the actual ones. A lot of it's just getting out, getting to practice, getting used to taking logs, keeping logs, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Nothing wrong with a simulated deployment. Okay, let's move now to Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, Lima, November, KJBD, Net Control. Your comments for the net, sir.
KJBD, NMS, WBHLLM. Location is Jackson. I'm in Jackson. My name is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo. I am operating QRP out on my back deck with a newly acquired QRP rig, running some of the logs into a horizontal cyclone made up with two 14-meter fans that come up at about 20 feet. Just say hello to everybody on the map. You can hear after the day up, and I hope everybody has a question.
Okay, WB8LLN. Bob, thanks for checking in. Appreciate that. You're very light, but that's understandable. Yes, indeed. Thanks for checking in. And let's move now to any additional check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. Please call now.
Stay zero BPL mobile.
Okay, I got a Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo, I believe, and there was another station just sort of jumped in. I couldn't quite catch you on the way.
Roger, Roger, net control. This is Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima, mobile in and out. I'll copy.
Okay, got you that time, and I'll show you is in and out. Thanks for checking in. There was a Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo. Are you still out there?
Yes, I have no traffic to report currently, and I'll be checking in and out. I guess you're driving up the next go around if there's going to be one. But I'm here in the back there. And there's no shortage of anything, and we're good to go. Everything is running good here. This is Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo.
Okay, Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. Yeah, we only generally do one run through this round table here, so we don't do much for a second. We don't do anything for a second round. So anyway, thanks very much for checking in. Appreciate that. Again, please check in next week at 5 p.m., and we'll get you into the round table a little quicker there. With that, are there any other stations wishing to check in? Please call now, KJBD, net control.
Net control, please recognize Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, VE3TCS, over.
Okay, I copy a Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie X-ray, is that correct?
Tango Charlie Sierra.
Okay, got it now. Tango Charlie Sierra. Any comments for the net, sir?
Well, I have a question. I'd like to know if anyone could give me the call sign of the gentleman that ran a net on the WA8MAC repeater Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. I'd like to contact him by email, but I need his call sign if anybody knows who it was and what his call sign is. Over.
Okay, is there anybody out there that can help this gentleman with his question? If so, please go direct. KJBD, net control.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County. Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight is the Mid-Michigan Rad 2 net on the Saginaw repeater, the 147.240 repeater. Has a TL tone of 103.5, so that Tri-County net starts at 7 p.m. this evening on the Saginaw repeater. KC8YVF, back to net.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, did you copy?
Yeah, I believe he was speaking about a net tonight at 7 o'clock. This net that I'm interested in was held the past Thursday at 7 o'clock. I'm looking for the NCS from that, over.
Okay, I copied Thursday at 7. That's what you're looking for, correct?
Yes, this past Thursday. Who was the NCS, over?
I don't know. Once again, if anybody can answer this gentleman's question, please go direct. KJBD, net control. Okay, doesn't look like anybody really has the answer there. Once again, thanks very much for checking in. Any other comments before I move on? This is KJBD, net control.
No, sir. Thank you for trying. I appreciate it. BE3TCS, back to net control.
Okay, we've hit the bottom of the list. Anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now. This is KJBD, net control. Okay, well, nothing heard there. Once again, thanks to everybody that checked in. We had quite a few check-ins today. It's actually fairly impressive. Combination of the link repeaters and 40 meters seemed to be a nice combination. Once again, thanks very much for everyone's participation. We certainly do appreciate that. And with that, I will secure the net and return this frequency to normal amateur radio use. This is KAJBD 73 to all.
KAJBD WBATKL, QLI of 21, figures 21.
AW clear.
This is the VE3 station TCL, I think it was, still on frequency here.
Error 202.
One more time, is the VE3 station looking for the Thursday night net control still available on frequency? This is W8FU.
Your Honor, you're asking a question on a repeater system that covers 16 repeaters. You can't say you're finding the right person on this link system. It's probably pretty well nil, but good luck to you.
Thank you so much for that. I waited for the net to be over. I'm looking for him because I'm monitoring all the systems. I saw which repeater he came in on, and I'm going to handle it from here, but I really appreciate the help.
Sean, this is VE3TCS. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I wanted to explain what Mike kindly came in and advised us of. I think it was Mike. Net control on Thursdays, that's the Macomb County ARPSC. We're linked in with the Michigan Off-Com Nets. This is new to this area here. There's going to be a lot of growing pains. It's one of those things.
So they are not familiar with that. But the Macomb County ARPSD net on Thursday nights at 7, the net control last Thursday, I believe, was, let's see here, that was going to be Mike NAVZ, November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. Over.
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, Mike. Thanks a lot, Sean. Appreciate it. DG3 DCS Tim.
Comment.
Hi, Tim. Take care. 73 W8FQ.
73 there, Sean. DG3 DCS out.
And KE4ZYQ, I believe that was right there, Sean. I remember that night. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
All right, well, if I'm through being dressed down by better men than me, I'll get out of here. Catch everyone later, W8FU.
KF8BOT to W8FU direct.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, this is Eric Alahali. I just wanted to wish you a good evening, sir. Good to hear your call sign.
And not a problem. Anyhow, got some growing pains going on down here in Macomb, Southeast Michigan. Got a repeater. It's all of a sudden connected to all sorts of stuff, and a lot of folks down here are not aware of the bigger picture. May have to throttle it back. May have to consider a different approach. But it's a big world.
Yeah, you got that right. It is. I was listening last night, and it was. It definitely is reaching out there now. KF8 DOT.
There you go. Anyhow, yeah, I do got to jump out though. I got to tend to dinner plans here. Got some leftovers from last night. Got to get out and get heated up and all that good stuff. That sounded quite good over here tonight. It was last week we were getting all the RTDMs all tweaked and set up, and there were some timing issues and some other various things, and everything sounds real good now, and so I'm real happy with the way it sounded tonight. Anywho, I will let you go. I'm going to screw up the prefix, EOT. So I hear you talking to Fred every now and again. I'll have to make sure I make a note of it. W8FU after yours.
Have a good night. KF8, DOT, 73.
That's over. Repeaters back to general use. KF8, still here.
They already said that, Jeff.
I realize that, but I dropped the net. Dropped the two links together, so I made that announcement.
All right, well, the only reason I bring it up is that I waited to do my call over here for that local information was because I was already told and that was dropped, so that's the only reason I bring it up.
Yeah, Mike had dropped the HF part of it, but the VHF and UHF were still tied together, so. And that's why I made that announcement. No big deal. Back to my yard work.
Yeah, it's always no big deal until it ain't. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
I guess I don't know what you mean by that.
We'll talk elsewhere. W8FU. Hello?
Good evening, 1800 hours. sunny. 66 degrees.
You've been pretty quiet.
Yes, sir. I've been fighting a cold. Got a big bad cold on my trip, and I came back with a cold. And so when I'm not, like, just chilling on the couch, I'm doing things around. So that's about it. Well, just didn't really feel like doing much or talking much. It's getting a little better. How's it going?
Not terrible. I got a lot done on the node. I don't know if you've looked at it, but I've made a lot of changes, improvements. I've got a lot of work done on the hub. And there's a couple of little odds and ends, but I'm just chipping away at all the little punch list items I wanted to get done on it.
Yeah, I manually dialed in to listen for a while on this repeater and talked on it for a little bit, not too much, but I'm going to have to figure out what the IP address of my back phone is, and I'm going to put that one in there too so I just can hit a button and not have to think about it. So I'll probably do that tonight. That'll be the extent of my project.
I mean, all you got to do with, if you're going to use ground wire on your phone, you just need the five-digit number. Just dial it.
No, I got that. The Cisco phone, I just want to put that in. I know the same thing as the Cisco phone, but all the other ones, I just had it. Just they touch it. So, like, when I want to call your place or phone, whatever repeater I want to hook up to, you just... I got the little lighted up one on the side, and it works pretty good, and I just hit it, you're there. So it works out nice. That's what I want to do. I want to get it a little seamless. And ground wire, yeah, that's easy to put to save there. You know, I got that one.
Oh, you want to save a speed dial. Okay, I gotcha. Yepper. Yeah, easy enough. I did it with the web interface. So like you said, you got to get your IP address so you can open up the web interface. And it's bingo bango. So very cool. All right, anyhow, I heard you. I hadn't heard you in a while, so I figured I'd say hi. If you're up to it, see how your trip went. But right now I got to go get a refill of my, get my second for my, for dinner here. I'm eating leftovers from yesterday. I got my kebab from my, one of my favorite places. So I'm getting about three dinners worth of food. So I'm chipping away at dinner number two here. W8FU.
Take care. We shall chat later. And this thing, you can tell when you're switching between the two repeaters still. So maybe we'll get together and I can be the guy that hands you the tools when you get around to that. So, chat later, NAKPP. I did put in for another call sign. They told me I got a 51% chance of getting it. NXAX.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
Checking 1, 2, 3. stand by. Anybody out there can hear me? This is a 6 mile kid calling. Radio check, come on back.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees.
NAKPP from WAFP.
Did it show up like you want it?
Yes, it did.
I'm sorry about the echo. Hold on.
I've got three devices running here, so you don't have to apologize about echoes to me. I've got RF, I've got HOIP, and I've got IAX. The only thing I don't have currently going into the repeater is All-Star.
Okay, very good. NAKPP. Because I'm sure I'm on the air. So is that something else? But I take it you got my call sign, but you didn't. You're missing one other thing. Is that what you were after? Sorry about that. I didn't have it on speaker, so I couldn't hear what you're saying.
All right, I had. I don't know anything is going on here. So I just disconnected a few things. That all looked good. I just wanted to, there was a problem with the way Allman 3 was handling HOIP. It wouldn't do caller ID, so I had to go to extension number. But, you know, that's kind of meaningless. You know, your extension number in hands over IP. So I was able to alias it in one of the files. So it's not a perfect fix because it'll require attention as more people, you know, get quite extensions. But is what it is. At least it's working.
Very good. Yeah, the just turn this down here. It's kind of funny because the repeater noise is coming through this on my phone. I can hear the repeater noise because I can hear when you're flip-flopping between the two pickup points.
Yep, I'm sure it is. Right now I'm on Warren. Right now I'm on Mount Clemens. Yeah, I am flip-flopping still, which is really surprising. There's almost no scenario where you think I would Mount Clemens, preferably. Very strange.
Is there an adjustment on these? Because this is my best guess, and like I said, just thinking out of the box, is that it's thinking both signals are perfect, and that's why it's bouncing between the two, and they're probably not. Is there some sort of calibration or setting where you can, like, make them all, you know, come down, or what do they call it, adjust the RSSI to make it actually represent that bar? If it's basing its decision on that bar, I'm just wondering. I'm not sure how it works, but that would explain, you know, if it's thinking both signals are equal, so maybe it's thinking both signals are near perfect, and that's why you're flip-flopping. NAKPP, clear.
Well, it's a signal strength level. The bars are just a graphical representation of what I'm hitting receivers with. I just went to low power. I should be more solidly in the warrant. But not by much. Neck and neck. But anyhow, I'm thinking more solidly on Warren. But yes, the calibration is part of the procedure of setting this up. And, you know, no matter what, there's always going to be some spot in space where you are, you know, you're going to be in the both equal. And it's going to just, you know, flip-flop and make a decision. There are some dwell settings and some other various things you can do to kind of keep it from flipping and flopping too much. But, you know, I don't see it as being a problem. Honestly, if there wasn't that static on Mount Clemens, what would you care? I would be equally strong in either one, and there would be, and you wouldn't know the difference. But because that static's there, it's a problem. So fix that, and nobody cares anymore.
Makes sense. Well, the only thing that made me think about it was when NABDZ was talking yesterday, and he said that line of sight, it's like the mount, the Warren receiver is in the way. So you would think that it would pick that one up first. And that was the only thing that made me think, okay, well, if that's the first receiver, shouldn't it be picking up that receiver? So that's the only reason I thought that, you know. But like you said, as long as they're both equal strength, what difference does it make? And as long as you can't tell, aside from looking, who cares? I agree with that. I'm going to hit the pound button.
Well, I'll show you where it matters. So, you know, right now I'm on a base with an outside antenna. And I dropped it down to 5 watts, and mostly I'm on Warren now, of course. But here's what matters, and this is what the satellite receiver is here for. Hold on a second. WNFU.
Okay. Are you hearing me now? You wouldn't even hear me. I might tickle the Mount Clemens. But I'm sitting here on my duck in my dining room, and you're still hearing me quite adequately. This is where a receiver earns its money.
And that's where in an emergency situation, it's more than enough. Because, you know, I mean, we discussed all of that stuff at our last meeting about carrying on long QSOs and things like that, you know, when it's code yellow, code red, you know. Mike even said, you know, you don't even have to say, well, back to net, stuff like that. You know, it's, you know, everything's short and to the point, which is the way that, you know, in times of importance, that's the way you talk. You know, and that's the advantage of a handy talkie. So, you know, you would be able to get, you would get your point across most definitely without somebody coming back and saying, you know, try it again. I missed that, you know, because I caught everything you said with your duck. I'm going to say over because I'm going to hit the pound thing.
Now, I'm not sure. They're very faint, like bacon fry on me, or am I desensing my radio? I think there's a very, very slight bacon fry, right?
It's pretty consistent, but it's a unique bacon fry. I don't know what it is. It's like a steady hiss, like a squelch hiss, but your voice covers it up. You know, but it's still there. But like I said, I made out everything you said. So, you know, as far as a urgent situation, it would be good enough. As far as for somebody carrying on a long QSO, it would be kind of bothersome. Over.
All right. Well, it's bacon fry. I get it. We don't have to get... it doesn't sound exactly... I can... Nope. Nope.
to see if I could make it sound more like bacon. I just wasn't sure if it was my receiver being desensed or if it was the actually what you were hearing. So no need to go down that rabbit hole. Anyhow, this is the thing. I can barely hear the receiver here, but I'm working it on my HD with the duck, so that's the goal. I get out of my outside antenna, and it's going to bounce around between the two, because I can work both sites from here on the outside antenna. All right, let me jump back onto that one. Throw this one back in the charger. I'll be right up here.
KPP.
Yeah, I'm not 100% convinced. There's not an issue with the antenna. I was not happy with the connector. It was spinning on me on the end of that coax. Got that big 2.25 hard line. Plus that antenna's got to be adjusted. So there could be a little room for improvement there. Whatever. I know the receiver's right. All right, I just wanted to make sure you were getting into the thing and showing up correctly, which you are. That was something I was working on. And one of the last things that was on my bucket list for this weekend, anyhow. After yours, W8FU.
Okay. I tried it on my handy talk to you. I couldn't get it to work, but I have to see if I have it right. So, all right, chat later. I'll listen, or give me a call, or I'll give me any other points. Give me a call. NAKPP.
Test 1-2.
Okay, now I have the handy talk. You said right.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees.